Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said Tuesday it had pushed Russian forces from the flanks of Bakhmut, but conceded Moscow's forces were pushing deeper inside the embattled town. The announcement came as European leaders meeting in Iceland agreed to create a, quote, register of damages to record the wartime harm and destruction wrought by Russia in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron said it would be an initial step towards prosecution of Russian leaders in the future. Officials in China say Beijing is exploring ways to bring the Ukraine war to an end. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Chinese envoy is preparing to visit Ukraine and Russia in coming as Beijing presses the peace plan it released in February. Li Hui, a former ambassador to Moscow, also will visit Poland, France and Germany, according to the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Leader Xi Jinping's government says it's neutral and wants to play a role as mediator in the war. But it's given Moscow political support, and a breakthrough appears unlikely more than 14 months after Russia's full-scale invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Justice Department announced a series of criminal cases Tuesday tracing the illegal flow of sensitive technology, including Apple's software code for self-driving cars and materials used for missiles to foreign adversaries like Russia, China, and Iran.
We are committed to doing all we can to prevent these advanced tools from falling into the hands of foreign adversaries who wield them in ways that threaten not only our nation's security, but democratic values everywhere.
Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson, who heads the Justice Department's National Security Division. This is VOA News. The Supreme Court of Namibia has ruled in favor of recognizing same-sex marriages from other countries, making Namibia only the second nation on the continent to do so after South Africa. Vitalio Angula reports from Windhoek.
A small group of LGBTQ activists gathered at Namibia's Supreme Court Tuesday, where justices ruled in a 4-1 vote that Namibians married to foreign nationals in foreign jurisdictions must be recognized as any other couple within the country. One of the judges, J.A. Mainga, dissented on the basis that the laws of Namibia do not recognize same-sex relationships. The other four judges, however, ruled that not recognizing same-sex couples infringes on their rights to dignity and equality. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
The head of the artificial intelligence company that makes ChatGPT tells U.S. Congress members regulation is necessary at a Tuesday hearing. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says they know people are anxious about the technology changing the way we live, and so are they.
We think that regulatory intervention by governments will be critical to mitigate the risks of increasingly powerful models.
ChatGPT can be used to answer questions, write term papers, even mimic humans like this.
Too often, we have seen what happens when technology outpaces regulation.
That was the ChatGPT-trained AI version of Senator Richard Blumenthal. Here's the real Democrat.
Sensible safeguards are not in opposition to innovation.
I'm Julie Walker.
A new study blames YouTube's algorithms for sending gun videos to kids as young as 9 years old, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The nonprofit Tech Transparency Project created YouTube accounts mimicking the behavior of young boys with an interest in first-person shooter games. YouTube says it works hard to protect children, but the researchers say the study shows otherwise. The account that clicked on YouTube's suggestions soon was flooded with graphic videos about school shootings and how-to instructions on making firearms fully automatic. One video showed a shooter using a 50-caliber gun to fire on a dummy head filled with lifelike blood and brains. Many of the videos violate YouTube's own policies against violent or gory content. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A UN report released on Tuesday warns the next few years are critical, saying the world must halve single-use plastics and slash throwaway consumption to stem the tide of environmental pollution. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.